We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio, heading toward the home stretch here on ESPN Upstate. It is phenomenal to be with you today on a Tuesday afternoon. I am Rob Brown, broadcasting live from my couch here at the Casa de Love. Tremendous to have you along for the ride. My man DJ Tim scratching it up on the ones and twos, back at the Radio Ranch for you. Tim, how you feeling, big dog?
I feel good going into hour three out of seven. So let's go. For me, at least.
I was going to say, not for me. I'm going into hour three of three. And then I can tell you that when this is concluded, this little piece of equipment I am broadcasting from will be moved from the couch over to the desk. And those two pillows, which are currently on the desk, will replace it on the couch. And I got to tell you, your boy is going to begin show prepping Wednesday's show reclined comfortably here on the couch. Listen, working from home is simultaneously the best and worst thing in the world. Like, it's both at the same time, right? Because on one hand, I don't know about you, Tim, but if you allow Rob Brown to get comfortable, Rob Brown takes full advantage of that. Okay, I will lay out, I will recline, I will relax, and take full advantage of that opportunity. Doesn't mean I'm not going to work. Doesn't mean I'm not going to give you the best damn show that I can give you on a daily basis. Does mean that I will 100% relax and recline while I do it. That being said, Tim, it is a small miracle thus far that I have been sitting up for every segment of the show so far yesterday and today. I have not reclined to actually do the show, but the later we get into the Rob Brown Show home quarantine edition, the more likely that is going to become a reality. So, you know, and I don't think I'll say it on the air when I do it, because I don't want the boss to think I'm laying down on the job, but Tim, I will literally be laying down on the job.
You know, you can afford that luxury. There's nowhere for me to lay down right here and get comfortable whatsoever. The best I can do is recline in this kind of this chair. At least it rolls, but geez, there's nowhere for me to recline. So
just be careful to turn your mic off so that if you eat it backwards out of the chair, we don't all laugh at you. Okay?
I'll try my best.
All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Text line have been very quiet today. Very quiet today on the text line. So if you'd like to pick that up, 71307 is the way to go in that direction. Can also get at us on the Twitter machine at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, or everybody at the station at ESPN Upstate, at ESPN Upstate. And you can email them if you got something more long form, don't want to come on the air, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. We were talking about the silent games in the last segment. We got this text to the text line at 71307 at ESPN. Are they going to drown out the squeaking of shoes for the NBA? I don't know is the answer. I have yet to see whether or not the NBA is going to embrace the fake crowd noise. You know, for soccer, Tim, I think the fake crowd noise works a little bit better than I thought it was going to. But a good chunk of that comes because, for the most part, with the rare exception of the occasional wide angle, for the most part, you don't really see the stance in soccer, you know? Like, the camera is pretty zoomed up tight onto the field itself, so you don't really see the stance. So you can kind of suspend your disbelief momentarily, and your brain will convince you that obviously this is always the way it's been, and so therefore there are fans there, you can hear them. NBA is a little different, right? You get a lot more low-angle shots, you get a lot more cross-court shots, and considering the NBA has already said that they are going to be adding more camera angles and adding enhanced camera angles, I don't wonder if hearing crowd noise for an NBA game would be disconcerting or not.
Yeah, and to that texter's point, I really hope that they don't have a parabolic mic down there on the court, man. As much as I love to hear interaction between players, man, I don't want to hear squeak, squeak, squeak for 2 hours, man. I really don't.
The squeaks would be annoying. It doesn't really bother me because I'm a sneakerhead, man. I'm a basketball guy, so I've been hearing it my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me. I will say, and I've said this a couple times, we've had this conversation, especially after we've seen the PGA Tour. Ian Poulter, by the way, and I'm going to play the audio from this tomorrow. I didn't have a chance to get the audio. I should be able to play it tomorrow or Thursday. Ian Poulter, this past weekend, solidified my desire. I mean, it was already solidified to have every athlete in every sport have a mic pointed at them during competition. To the point that I have said, Tim, I would pay extra money for a subscription to a network that did on-field, on-course, on-diamond microphones, right? Uncensored, right? I would pay extra money to hear what athletes and coaches were saying throughout a game, every game. Now, in some sports, it's not going to work. It can't work with the NFL, right? You can't have the players calling plays, calling signals on a live hot mic in game, because you'll be giving stuff away. But on the field itself, I'm all for it. I think it'd be great. Ian Poulter, this past weekend at the Travelers Championship, was up on the tee, and he ripped one into a live mic. And I don't mean a golf ball. I mean he ripped one. You know what I mean? Like he ripped one.
I do.
Like the way that your mom would say, don't do that at the dinner table, ripped one. And it was magnificent. It was magnificent. My dude hit a drive, and then you could tell that the pressure just built up, right? And he did that move, and I know this is gross, and some of you are going to think I'm gross, and that's okay. But he did that move that we've all done where you just kind of like shift your weight forward just enough to create a little comfort room in the old shorts to let one sneak out. You know what I mean? We've all done it. Don't be boastful. We've all done it. Except for my man Ann Coulter was wearing a hot mic. And it went out over the air, just a rip of a fart, right over the air, right? I mean, loud. Ann Poulter looks at the camera guy, and he goes, did you pick that up? And the guy's like, yup, absolutely. And he goes, I don't remember him paraphrasing, but he said something along the line of, you may want to let that tee box clear up. And it was hilarious, man. So between Bubba and Rory playing with a crab in a sand trap, between Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton and Tiger Woods mic'd up for the match volume 2, with all of that played out the way that it played out, man, I loved it. I loved it. Mic them all up. I will pay money to hear it. Text line at ESPN. They will have to pipe in noise for the MLB, NBA, and NFL. Anybody who has played the sport knows how vulgar, harsh the conversations and trash talk can get. Imagine J.R. Smith mic'd up. Yeah, no, I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you would have to present it, if it's possible. I think you'd have to present it the same way that you presented The Last Dance, right? ESPN will carry an uncensored, mic'd-up, courtside broadcast, whereas ESPN2 will carry no sideline mics and piped-in crowd noise, so that if you don't want to hear the vulgarity and harsh language that takes place on a basketball court, then you can turn over to that channel and it will be drowned out by artificial crowd noise. But if you're in for that, as I 100% am, you could flip it over to ESPN The Deuce and hear the way that the players are talking on the floor. I can tell you, you would be at high risk of FCC violations like crazy if you did that. But I genuinely hope they do. I really, really hope that they do. It would be a better show. It would be a better show. It would be a better broadcast if that was the case. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Start it with ESPN. I'll read them on the air. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. I'll read your tweets on the air as well. Let's go ahead and run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, how valuable is Cam Newton for the Patriots? How valuable How valuable would he have been for the Carolina Panthers? Las Vegas has our answer. We'll talk about that when we come back here in just a minute. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. So let me put you into the shoes of a athletic director and budgeting department for a major university. You have just been hired as the head of budgeting. That's not the real job title, but, you know, whatever. The head of budgeting for the UCLA Bruins. Now, up until a couple of days ago, you were sitting relatively pretty, hanging on to a 15-year, $280 million contract with Under Armour. It was, according to UCLA, the biggest deal in American collegiate sports history. Under Armour became the primary sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Well, Under Armour last week had to back out of that contract because, just like everybody else during this pandemic, Under Armour has hit some, shall we say, financial difficulties. So they backed out of that contract and leave UCLA without a primary sponsor and a void of $280 million from the coffers. Well, an adult-oriented website called Cam Soda. Cam Soda is a website where people can basically film themselves in their homes doing adult things, and you tip them. You get online, you watch them do whatever they want to do in the comfort and privacy of their own home, and then you give them money to watch it. It's a weird setup, but hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not mad at you. I'm not judging you for it. Cam Soda has extended an offer to become the official partner of UCLA Athletics. But wait, Tim, listen to these numbers. They accepted a contract from Under Armour for $280 million and 15 years as the primary sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Man, I should say those words slower. Cam Soda has offered a contract to UCLA to become the official sponsor of the UCLA Bruins Athletic Department. 10 years, $205 million. Tim, you are the budgeting director for UCLA. Here's a contract that I think if Nike or Coca-Cola or Microsoft offered, you would be silly to say no to 10-year, $205 million simply to allow them to provide you your equipment and put their name on a banner. Are you accepting this offer from an adult-themed website for $208 million or $205 million in 10-year contract that would put you on very solid footing financially at a point in time where every college is having to make major cuts to their athletic department? Can you sign that contract?
Sure, why not? You know, why not? It's just the name of a site, you know.
Look at Tim stepping out there.
Yeah, why not? Now that may not be popular around here, but hey, I mean. It's how much over 200-something million?
$205 million
that you lost earlier, and now you're gonna basically get it back. I mean it's just a name.
So what would come with that contract, according to the offer from Cam Soda, would be a raw affiliation. They would provide financial support along with equipment and apparel for all Bruins sports. And in return, the Cam Soda logo would appear on all team uniforms. The vice president of Cam Soda, Darren Parker, said, quote, "The blue and gold will go smashing with our logo," which is the words Cam Soda written out in cursive in a light, almost UCLA blue font with white trim wrapped around it. He offered in an open letter his email address and a phone number to give him a call to discuss the terms of the contract. Would you sign a contract for 10 years at $205 million to allow a very adult website to be the primary sponsor of your school and the athletics department? You would have to wear that adult website's title across your jerseys in every sport, but you'd be sitting on $205 million that you just lost. Because keep in mind, this isn't just a point in time where UCLA, like everybody else, is hurting for money. This comes on the heels of not just the hurting for money everybody else is going through at basically every university around the country, but this also comes on the heels of the loss of that scholarship from, that sponsorship from Under Armour that checked in for $280 million. So you're still out $75 million from where you thought you were going to be, but it's also only a 10-year contract, which gives you 10 years to build up your image if you can do that with an adult website plastered all over your college athletes. Tim, I lean this direction. If I'm a pro team, no question. If I'm, you know, an NFL team, an NBA team, an MLB team, no questions. I'm good with it. I got no issues with it. Some of those kids playing on the teams that will have, not very many, just the freshmen basically, but some of those teams are not old enough to actually appear on those websites, right? Like, legally speaking, they're not allowed to appear on those websites. And I would wonder if you wouldn't start having parents potentially, as primarily young women are featured on this website, start having parents coming after the school if their young college girl students decided to start featuring themselves on these particular websites. I wonder if that wouldn't be a little bit of blowback. But I got to tell you, man, that is a lot of money to leave on the table at a point in time during this pandemic where you have got schools around the country starting to have to drop athletics programs because they just don't have the money to fund it, right? I mean, if you are, and this is a bad example, and I don't want to rile people up. It's not the goal here. I'm using it as an illustration. But if you're Furman University and you just had to drop your baseball program because you just don't have the money to operate it, what would $205 million do for a school that's small like Furman? Granted, obviously, Furman is not up there in the upper echelon alongside UCLA, but think about the amount of money that is sitting there on the table. And you as the athletics director, you as the guy in charge of the budget of UCLA, have to turn down a $205 million offer from an adult-themed website as opposed to starting to draw back on your AD spending. That's a tough call, man. 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. You can text me 71307. Would you take that deal? You're in charge. You are the athletic director of your favorite school. 10-year, $205 million. That would basically float the boat through this pandemic. Would you sign that deal? Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate. So just how valuable is Cameron Newton to the New England Patriots? Well, I have found over the course of my career that the dudes in Vegas, they got a pretty good eye for what they're doing. They pretty much, for the most part, know what they're doing when it comes to setting odds and making predictions. Why? Well, they like bringing money in more than they like spitting money out. So they do the best job they can to get as much money in as they can without having to pay it back out. Well, Las Vegas odds makers expect Cam Newton to have a pretty decent impact on the odds of the New England Patriots. Check this out. When the Patriots last week were on the boards in Vegas, according to Caesars, they were 40-1 favorites. 40-1. Basically, that meant that for every dollar you bet, you'd win 40 back. Then they dropped down on Sunday to 30-1 odds. Now, that was in light of the reports that Cam Newton and the Patriots were in discussions to sign a contract. 30-1. So for every dollar you spend, you get 30 back. By the time that the news was announced that Cameron Superman Newton had signed a one-year incentive-heavy contract with the New England Patriots, the Patriots moved from an opening 40-1 line to a 25-1 line. New England's odds to win the AFC started at 20-1 and dropped all the way down to 12-1. Now, the one thing that I find interesting is that the only odds that did not dramatically change are the odds to win the division. They picked up a handful of spots in terms of winning the AFC as a whole. They picked up a lot of odds in terms of winning the Super Bowl overall. But the one place that they did not make a dramatic difference, and I find this interesting as I have been enlightened to the fact that we have a relatively large Buffalo Bills fan base here in the upstate, is that the Patriots were a plus 150 on the money line favorite to win the AFC East. They only dropped to plus 130 and are now a co-favorite with the Buffalo Bills. New England's odds to make the playoffs move from 160 to minus 190. But their season win total, and this is what really intrigues me when we get into the Vegas numbers. Their season win total did not change that dramatically at all. New England's odds to make the playoffs went from 160 to 190, but their season win total climbed from 8.5 over under to 9. They did not even pick up one full game worth of improvement on the Vegas over under line. Not even one full game with the addition of Cam Newton. Westgate President of Risk Vice President of Risk Jeff Sherman for Westgate said, "I moved their season wins to 9 flat and had someone play over. You can tell the perception out there is going to be pro Patriots with the signing. It's a trending. It's trending that the public will support them. They don't think we made enough of an adjustment." And I could not agree more. I know somewhere right now that Jared Stidham is sitting in a room studying tape, angry as hell because this was supposed to be his time to shine. And he was given a 500 starting record assumption by Vegas. He's got to feel a little bit better that Cam Newton jumped in and he did not even add one full win to their suspected tie line. The Patriots are tied with the Steelers and Eagles as the 8th choice to win the Super Bowl. Your betting favorites, and this one intrigues me too. The Chiefs are 5-1, the Ravens are 5-1, the 49ers are 8-1, the Buccaneers are 10-1, the Cowboys are 12-1, the Colts are 20-1, and the Seahawks are 20-1. No Saints mentioned in that list, and obviously no Falcons mentioned in that list out of a very top-heavy NFC South. Sherman said, quote, "I think Newton just has a marginal impact on the team just because he's been so injury-prone recently, and it's toward the tail end of his career. You have Roethlisberger returning to Pittsburgh and two of the best teams in football in Baltimore and Kansas City in the AFC, plus the entire division has improved. The Patriots definitely have their work cut out." Buffalo is still the plus 125 AFC Patriot or AFC East favorite over the Patriots at William Hill betting, where Nick Bogdanovich said he does not expect Newton to have any impact at all on New England. He said, quote, "In my opinion, it means zero. It blows my mind." And this is likely, it very well could become one of those segments that in 8 months from now, somebody goes and pulls the audio from it to make me feel dumb on the air, which could work. It happened before, not often, but it does. But you're not convincing me, and I don't even know that this could be proven, but you're not convincing me the Patriots aren't immediately better with Cam Newton under center over Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. You're not convincing me that's the case, right? Like right now, Tim, and we can settle this very easily. Tim, you are Bill Belichick, and you get to start a player this Sunday for a win. Are you starting Cam Newton, or are you starting Jarrett Stidham?
I'm starting Cam Newton because I want to see what he's got. I want to see has he recovered? And if he has, then he definitely gives me the best chance to win, especially over Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah. This blows my mind, to tell you the truth. I mean, the good news for Vegas, okay, and I'll tell you what my theory is here. My theory on this, Vegas not moving the lines all that much, is that no matter what one of those lines you decide to bet on, okay, whether it is Super Bowl win, whether it is AFC championship, or whether it's just AFC East divisional championship, if you, like me, are high on Cam Newton returning to the Patriots and playing well, as I am right this second, if you are high on Cam Newton returning and playing well, then you are more likely to look at Vegas and go, "Why, you guys are crazy." And even still, you're at a betting disadvantage, okay? That's just the way the NFL works. There are four teams that can win the division. three of them have gotten dramatically better in the Patriots, the Bills, and the Dolphins. There are 16 teams in the AFC. There are probably five right now that would be unsurprising if they win the AFC. So my bet is Vegas is just using this to pull in money on excitement from Patriots fans, because I will say this. When Cam Newton signed and I started scrolling social media, I saw a ton of people going, that's it, heading to the Super Bowl. As if Cam Newton just immediately makes the Patriots the Super Bowl favorite in the AFC. I'll tell you right now, I love Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton is going to set the world on fire this year. I think Cam Newton is out for retribution. I think he's got something to prove, not just to himself, but to the rest of the league. I think he's got something to prove to the Carolina Panthers. I think he's going to come out and set the league on freaking fire during this season. But with that being said, Cam Newton is not Patrick Mahomes. Cam Newton is not Lamar Jackson. If Cam Newton comes out and is able to replicate the first half of the 2018 season, where he was on his way to a career year, at least in terms of efficiency, maybe not numbers, but efficiency. If Cam Newton is able to come out and replicate the first half of the 2018 season, that dude is going to be your comeback player of the year. I don't know if Big Ben Roethlisberger can do it. He is the favorite. I still don't trust him and his injuries. But you'll go, wait, Rob, what about Cam Newton and his injuries? What about that fact that Cam has had to bail out the last 2 years because he's been hurt? I believe, based on the fact that two players, including Mike Tolbert, have come out over the past few weeks, I believe that the Carolina Panthers gave up on Cam Newton about two seasons ago, mismanaged his injuries, and basically kind of pushed him to the side, starting to look forward to the QB of the future. They don't believe that the 31-year-old quarterback could get it done. So they pushed him to the side and got ready to move on, and he was just a placeholder for the QB of the future, who I hope for your sake is Trevor Lawrence. So now he's going to go somewhere that clearly does believe in him, that clearly does believe that he can do it still, that he is the future, and will manage him and his body and his health and his injuries in a way that Carolina did not. And if that is the case, I don't think first half 2018 numbers are necessarily out of the question. And if they are, if he can put up the numbers like he did in 2018, which I suspect that he can, and I suspect that he will, then I absolutely believe that Cam Newton will have the Patriots in the driver's seat of the AFC East for one more run. That team has built themselves up a little bit. I would like to go see them find one more top-tier receiver. I'd like to see them go find one more guy to back up N'Keal Harry to give Cam Newton another target. I would love to see them make one more move to put some talent around him. But if you are trying to tell me, even if you are Las Vegas, that Cam Newton does not make an impact on the Patriots, after the numbers you saw him put up before he got hurt in 2018 and before the Panthers got ready to move on, which they clearly did as far as I am concerned, if you do not see the New England Patriots taking care of Cam Newton and moving him towards success as Vegas, I got to tell you, I have not bet on the NFL yet. We're too far out. We've still got OTAs. We still got off-season injuries that will have to be dealt with. There's still a lot going on that has to be handled and dealt with. But I tell you right now, if these numbers remain the same, if these numbers stay where they are, even though the Patriots have arguably the most difficult schedule in the NFL next year, I would be willing to throw a few bucks down on New England taking home at least the divisional crown. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text me at 71307, as this person did, ESPN, and that's why you work at the local show, LOL. I mean, there's only two of us. And they brought me in from another part of the country to come here and do it. I must be doing something right, right? Quick break. Twitter trending topics on the backside. You're listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
All right, it's time for Rob Brown's Twitter trending topics. Rob, first off, we're going to start with Dame.
Yeah, Damian Lillard is your cover athlete for NBA 2K1. Said it is the honor of his career to be selected as the front of the NBA's biggest video game franchise. And what athlete, I think mine's going to end up being pretty fairly obvious, but as somebody who buys, two or three sports games a year, Tim, do you have a favorite cover athlete, a guy that you were happiest to see make the cover of a particular video game? Do you play sports games?
I do. I don't play it a whole lot, but I play it enough. I'm trying to remember one from years ago, because I'm only starting to remember recent ones. But because I can't really remember. I'd have to go Patrick Mahomes on the latest Madden.
Yeah, not mad about that. Kid earned it. I love Mahomes. I think I'm waiting for Lamar's turn, because Lamar Jackson is as of right now, my favorite non-Saints NFL player. I love watching Lamar Jackson play, and I think that dude is going to set a standard for how that position plays. Obviously, for me, I went out of my way to buy the special edition Madden 2011 with Drew Brees on the cover of that one, and I actually have a copy of that game, the special edition. I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff that I saved up, mementos from when the Saints won their first and only Super Bowl. I've got a copy of the New Orleans local newspaper from the next day and the sports section next to it. I have a special edition 2011 cover that is actually stored in all of that. That one day I'll make a full display out of. But, yeah, Damian Lillard, your cover for NBA 2K1, and I'm happy for him. And that would be a career highlight for any athlete to be on the cover of your sport's number one game franchise, no doubt.
All right. The next trending topic is Kobe.
I'm going to assume that Kobe is trending because Lil Wayne on, what was it, Sunday night or Monday night at the BET Awards. Kobe Bryant is the name of a title song that Lil Wayne performed at the BET Awards, and it went viral. I actually have not gotten an opportunity to hear it yet. I've heard it's a good song. Here's what I'll say about Kobe. That is one of the most used memes in real life to me. I say Kobe all the time. Anytime that I throw a thing into another thing, I still say Kobe. Last night, it was funny enough that we're talking video games, because last night, me and Shorty from B93, and you guys have heard me talk about Kevin, our sales guy, we were playing Call of Duty last night, Modern Warfare. My boy Kevin was the only member of our team still alive, and he had trapped a guy in the upstairs of a house, and all he had to do was kill this guy, and he was going to be able to probably get back a couple of our players. Those of you who play the game know what I'm talking about. Anyway, my man Kevin is outside of the house, running up towards the house, and we tell him, throw a flashbang up through the second floor window, and then throw a C4 pack in there and blow it up, and you'll kill the guy. Well, Kevin, from 10 or 15 feet away from the house, throws the flashbang, clangs it off the side of the house and flashbangs himself, then tries to throw the C4 into the window, sticks the C4 to the side of the house, blows it up anyway, and damages himself before the guy comes out and kills him. After both shots, all I could do was yell, "Kobe!" and then fall out laughing. Kevin, I'm sorry to out you on national radio, but you deserve it, pal. You deserve it.
Thanks. That's embarrassing. That's like noob level right there. My goodness.
Yeah, we were live streaming. He was streaming us playing last night. I have not checked to see if it was still there because I may have to clip it and post it to our Twitter feed. But suffice to say, if he's listening right now, there is a 100% chance he has just gone and deleted that clip.
All right, next up, Bayern.
Bayern Munich, I have not seen. Is there breaking news? Or do they have a match today? I didn't see that they had a match today, do they?
Looks like Bayern signed Alfonso Davies
Nice. Okay, yeah, they've made a couple of moves, selling Leroy Sane to Bayern Munich is Manchester City, so they've picked up a piece there. That is a big get for them, a transfer fee of $44.7 million. They have put together, now remember, they lost Arjen Robben and Frank Ribery both, but they have put together a couple of replacements for under $55 million. Two of the younger, better talents in the country, or in the world, I should say. Bayern Munich is going to be a force when the Bundesliga resumes next.
Okay. Next up, hashtag social media day.
Social media day. I suggest we all do an anti-social media day. Can I suggest that? Can we all take a day off of social media? One thing that I want to remind people, not to get crazy deep here, on the Rob Brown Show as we round out to the end of the show. One thing I do want to remind people, social media is not representative of the world as a whole, and I think sometimes we think that it is. Keep in mind, you get to build your own social media presence. And so typically what happens, and this is true of everybody, typically what happens is we build a social media bubble around ourselves that is very friendly to our worldviews, and very friendly to the way that we feel about things. And what it often does is creates a space where you forget that the rest of the world exists. The rest of the world is much more diverse. The rest of the world is much more complicated than just your Twitter feed or your Facebook friends list would suggest. So, look, I've told people this for years. Take some time away from social media, man. Step away from social media every now and then. Just take a day on Sunday. I went out and spent the entire day off of social media, went out on the boat, got away from it. And I will tell you, by the end of Sunday night, I significantly felt better about the state of the world. I would advise everybody to do that. Celebrate social media day by not social media-ing. That's my advice.
Fair enough. All right, last one. I hope I say this right, Mr. Reiner?
Carl Reiner, yes, legendary comedian. Carl Reiner has passed away. The father of course, famous actor Rob Reiner, excuse me, that's a different guy. Carl Reiner was a legendary voice, not just in comedy, but in Hollywood as well. 98 years old, and what's really nice and really touching to me is the number of actors and comedians who have come out and said this guy was like a dad and a mentor to me. That's the kind of impact we all hope to leave behind in the world, I think. That's going to do it for the show. DJ Tim, nice work today, brother. Thank you very much. Mark Ryan is up next. Offsides with Mark and DJ Tim is coming up now on ESPN Upstate. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a good one. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.